This is our be moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about what it takes to be spiritually prepared for that big moment. And we're all familiar with these types of moments. It's when so much is riding on our performance. Sometimes these can even be pivotal moments where one misstep could be very costly. And when I look to the scriptures, I think back to Esther's story. So Esther is a Jewish young girl who's just replaced the queen, but shortly thereafter, a decree goes out to extinguish all Jewish people. And Esther wants to save not only herself, but her people. And so there is a lot on the line for her. She must stop this decree. Now, while Esther works with her cousin to prepare a plan for the king, she also engages in fervent prayer and fasting for 3 days prior to her meeting with the king. She even sends word to the Jewish people to join her in prayer and fasting. So when Esther's moment of truth arrives and she walks into that palace, almost like walking up to that podium to give that speech before hundreds of people, she is not only mentally prepared, but she's spiritually prepared because of the time that she spent praying and fasting beforehand. So sometimes these big moments can require us to prepare up until the last minute, and we show up prepared mentally but forsake the opportunity to be prepared spiritually. The words that I use to teach me are, "He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty." Psalm 91:1. Share this be moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, become both mentally and spiritually armed for your next big moment.